Kalim chapter 7, Mishnah 2, Dachon Shiyesh Bo Beis Kibul Kedairos, a hob that has a receptacle for two pots. So it's a stove, and coming off the side of it is like a ledge, right, with little rim around it. And they used to put pots over there. Oh, there we go. And used to put pots over there. So they cook the pot on the stove, and then pick up the pot and put it on this ledge. So is the ledge considered part of the oven or not? Says the Mishnah, Tar Mishum Kira, it's pure on account of the stove, meaning if the stove becomes impure, the ledge doesn't. The ledge is considered independent from the stove. So if you took a sheretz and, I don't know, you made the stove impure, it wouldn't extend to this ledge, this hob, he calls it. Utamaya Mishum Kli Kibble, but it can contract impurity like any other container. So if the sheretz touched, let's say, that ledge itself, so then the ledge itself would become tamei. Hatzadin shelo, the sides, the little rim that's running around it, hanogaya bahem, if food touches that rim, eino tamei mishum kiret, also doesn't become tamei because if the stove is tamei. So if the stove is tamei, doesn't spread to the ledge or to the rim around it. So if food touches the rim and the stove is tamei, not going to spread to the food. Harchav shelo, the wide part, meaning the part at the back, because you'll appreciate the part at the back of it, serves the stove. It's like the wall of the stove, and it's also the rim of the ledge. It's serving two functions. So what happens if the stove is tamei, and now something to... So Rabbi Meir Matar, he says, because that is considered part of the ledge also, it's considered pure. But Rabbi Yehuda Matama, he says, no, it's considered part of the stove, and so it's considered tama. So machlokes, whether that part that's serving the stove and the ledge, does it follow the tama status of the stove, or does it follow the tama status of the ledge? V'chein hakupa es hasal v'oise al gabav kirin. So too, someone turns over a basket, and he makes a stove on top. So he's got a wide-based basket, like this, right? Turns it upside down, and then he builds on top of it a stove. And the base of the basket is wider than the stove, so he can use this part, you know, that extends, he can use that to place his pots on. So that has the same halacha as the case that we've just done over here, that we've just set up above.